Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're going to dive into PMI here in just a second, but I do want to let you guys know it's the end of an era. AOL has announced that their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Can you believe it was still an option here in 2025 that you could get dial-up internet?
I did not know that, actually.
I didn't either. Gosh, it totally brought back memories of getting those little CDs in the mail, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
The first 100 hours were free, and then you had to pay, and then you're like, don't pick up the phone while I'm on the internet! You would jack everything up.
Oh, yeah.
You've got mail.
According to some data online, census data, about 160,000 Americans are still using dial-up.
Are you? How many?
So it's like 0.1% of all internet connections in the U.S.
And it's all grandmas.
I know.
It's grandmas and it's like rural people.
Small town. That's
what I was
going to say. Because it is harder to get the, you know, well, I guess broadband internet when you get up into those mountain
satellite now. Yeah. You can get Starlink and everything.
Yeah. That brings me back to like Leisure Suit Larry days. Did you guys ever play that game?
I did. A lot of Leisure Suit Larry.
Leisure Suit Larry was naughty.
I just know you could always tell when you were going to get a call because it would go like, and then the call would come in and you were like, whoa, there it is.
If you still want dial-up, you can get it for about $10 a month and you can get it through Microsoft and Net Zero, I guess. There's a funny little stat. Where'd it go? Dial-up is 56 kilobits per second. So it's going to take you about 12 minutes to download a song. And if you want to get a high-def movie, 170 hours or just over a week. If you want to download Die Hard with a Vengeance or something.
Oh,
better get started.
So anyway, rest in peace, America Online.
Aww.
R.I.P.
He's
like truly sad over there.
I know. It's the end of it.
We all had it at one point, right?
Yes, we did.
All right, guys, let's dive into PMI. It's your positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting for you this morning. Who got to pee?
I got to pee today.
Josh got to pee.
And this is a really cool story. It's actually coming out of China, but they are breaking new barriers with trains. We're kind of going backwards now. They're not giving up on air travel, but they think there's a bunch of safer ways that you can do very, very quick travel down there. And they have created a new train that sits on high-speed magnets. So it floats and it goes through a vacuum tunnel. So there is almost zero wind resistance against this thing, too. It travels up to 621 miles an hour. Which, there you go, that's perfect.
Yes.
It is
to
faster.
Speed that up a little, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that, but yeah.
It is faster than most plane travel. Most commercial airlines go around 500 miles an hour. This is now traveling at 621 miles an hour is what it hit.
They're zippy, man.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that for that train.
I do. I just had to be on a plane a bunch these last couple weeks.
Yeah.
It was not fun. Oh,
well, not even that, but like the stories coming out of DIA right now where they have shut down the South TSA area. The lines are insane. It's horrible. The air, you have to get on a plane. Sometimes that gets delayed. There's no delays with this. There's no weather delays.
Like literally when we were leaving to go to our place, it was a 3-hour delay. And then when we got to the airport we were going to, the rental car place was closed. We had to sleep at the Albany airport for 3 hours on benches waiting for the rental car place to open back up.
Yeah, you've slept in worse places.
I have, but still, I'm getting old and benches are hard.
Bench, please.
So yeah, I'm all
benches
for
be crazy.
Like I know there'll probably be delays with this train system and everything too, but I am just so over flying anything that is another option. I'm like,
what's cool about this is it operates completely silent because it's just on magnets. So it's like a massive Tesla. There's zero CO2 emission, which is what planes, you know, that's the whole thing. It's much greener and it cuts everything. If you're going from, let's say, Denver to New York, you know, those 4 or 5 hour flights right there. It cuts that down to like an hour and a half, which is
that in my
insane.
You don't realize how fast they are until you see somebody standing like on the train tracks and one goes zipping by.
I mean, 621 miles
an
hour.
Yeah,
that'll blow you away. It's
those
insane.
Trains
so that's
crazy.
It's all being tested in China right now, but if this goes well, they're going to put it into operation, and then on top of that, it will go worldwide. And I love it. I've traveled by train before, the slow ones.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool.
So they're so boring.
I mean,
talking about boring.
It is. But if you could do that, if you could go from here to New York in an hour and a half,
Sign me up.
We went to California. Insane. We went to Anaheim as a kid on a train. I think it took us like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
So many stops. Yeah. It was not good. Worst.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff they're talking about, actually, they would do, it's funny, not nonstop flights, but nonstop train rides to you where you can need to go. So
that's
hopefully
awesome.
That works out, because I think that'd be a really cool breakthrough.
Yeah. That's a really
the thing
good
I remember
positive,
about the train ride to Anaheim is we were young kids, and the people directly across from us in the aisle were trying to get their freak on. And my parents were trying to shield our young virgin eyes from what was happening.
Well, the trains rocked back and forth.
It was a different time. You know, that was probably late 80s when that was going on, and they just let them do their thing.
Is he hurting her, mommy? Why is she screaming?
Why do they have so many coats on top of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Still remember it.
What?
What exactly is going on over there?
What is happening?
What's the minus, Katie Cat?
Okay, yes, the minus has to do with dating, and oh, my gosh. Well, we've heard about the ghosting trend, right? Like, when you're dating somebody and they completely cut off communication with you, no explanation whatsoever, and a lot of folks don't like that. But now there's a new term, and it's called speed dumping, and it's like the exact opposite of ghosting. It's too much.
It's like when you eat too much fried food.
Well, there's also that. Oh, quick trip to the bathroom. No, it says actually that speed dumping is when you ask you break up with somebody.
I threw you off, didn't I?
You did
when
a little.
You what?
You did a little. You break up with somebody too quickly. So it's like even after the first date is really what they're saying.
Oh, this is Josh's life.
So, yeah, it typically occurs with short-term relationships.
Next.
After a couple of dates or even after the first meeting. So they say it's like quick and direct breakup.
This is you, Josh.
Over social media or text message.
I'm familiar with the term, Katie.
Like, here's the thing.
Josh has one of those. Do they still have those things at the deli where you pull the ticket?
Yeah.
You take your number and get in line. That's what Josh has.
86.
Josh has one of those on his bedpost.
Get in line, ladies. Yeah, no. Beat him off with the stick. We have to with Josh. Like,
some of them are into that.
People just love him. But anyway, yeah, so they're saying that this new phenomenon is about just being completely direct and all of the communication. But people don't like it as well. Like, somebody said that they went on one date with a fella, and then he texted her right away. It was like, you know, this is where I'm at in my life. And this is where I feel you're at. And she's like, I don't like you that much to where you feel like you need to send me a paragraph. But if somebody is just upfront and honest about it and says, hey, you know, I appreciate your time, but I don't think we're really matching up in terms of compatibility, that is appreciated. And I'm with this. Like, ghosting, it just brings up so much anxiety because you think, what did I do? What, you know, like, what could I have done
better?
Yeah. And then it's like the entire, like, week after you're just thinking about that. Whereas with this, I mean, one message, it may hurt in the moment, but you're going to be able to recover from that a lot quicker.
I'm for it.
Just move on quickly.
Yeah,
totally.
I love this. I do. Maybe not, like, a paragraph about why you don't need to be with that person, but you know,
and on top of everything, you're just
like
ugly.
Your face.
Yes, exactly. But people are saying this is called being an adult. This is called, if you don't like somebody after one date, you can
be
tell
courteous.
Them,
thank you. I don't see a future.
They're going to be
Godspeed.
Okay with it. I like this new trend.
I'm
way
into it.
Better than ghosting.
Yeah,
ghosting is so immature. Yeah. That's so last year, Katie. Yeah.
Let's do more speed dumping, guys.
Yeah, speed dumping.
I like it.
I like my version better. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Let's talk about weddings. A lot of you are probably getting married this upcoming fall season because it's beautiful with all the colors. Get this. The average wedding now costs about $33,000. If you break that down, beep, boop, bop, about $284 per guest. And there's a lot of hacks out there on how you can save money and make your wedding cheaper. But it's mostly like $20 here, $20 there. Cut down on your centerpieces.
Yeah.
Use plastic silverware, whatever. Here's a way to sell, to make a ton of money for your wedding is to sell tickets. Now, it's not that you're selling it to your loved ones that are coming to your wedding. You're actually using an app to post your wedding, and you're inviting strangers to come and hang out and enjoy your magical day.
What?
You're selling tickets to strangers. Let's see, how much are they? People are ranging anywhere from $100 to $200 per tickets.
What?
Couples have to approve the sales after seeing profiles of prospective guests. So you have to actually go on there, create a little profile of yourself, tell people who you are, and say, I'd like to come to your wedding. Then you can actually upsell these people that come with add-ons like selling photos. Have a professional photographer there and then take some professional photos of these people. You can charge them then for their meals. All sorts of stuff. Like, there's a whole list on how you can charge people that are coming to your wedding. First of all, who are these creepers that just show up to random weddings and want to do that?
Well, they're called wedding crashers, but they don't pay.
They are, but they're not paying. We had wedding crashers at our wedding that showed up. We looked over and there was like three people in line at our buffet that we had no idea who they were. They were like, hey. They just wandered in from the hotel.
That's who we were having the reception at.
And they just started eating our food and drinking our beer. Anyway, they say this isn't, you know, that crazy of an idea. It's not awkward for your guests because you've essentially have mingling circles anyway from both different, you know, both families.
Yeah, I see that.
Everybody's mingling. Nobody really knows everybody. So why not throw some strangers in the mix? You might meet some really cool people.
Yeah, but who's going to be paying $200 for a ticket for a random wedding?
That's people that are hard up for friends? Katie?
Lots of friends.
I don't know.
I can see Katie showing up for this.
I would not pay $200 to go to a random person's wedding, though. Like, that seems a little ridiculous.
If somebody paid me $200 to go to a wedding, I wouldn't go.
No.
Yeah, I would not.
No. It's hard for me to go to weddings anyway. I know. I'm not trying to pay to go to one.
But there's these weirdos out there that love. They love these goofy events, and they'll probably go get some drinks, enjoy a band. And maybe, you know, try to hook up with the bridesmaids or something.
Hey, there's that. Right?
There's a whole movie about that.
Hey, Jer, what's the name of this app? It's called Invitin. Invitin. Invitin.
Huh.
And it's a small little startup. And, if you're a total dork and want to go to weddings, that one's for you.
That's pretty funny.
Kind of weird.